Poe?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Hing?
Yes.
Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Alright, do you want me to play the plan?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you so choose as we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your wisdom as we go through tonight's meeting, as we listen to the requests and the hearts of our taxing bodies and our residents, Father, and our businesses. Lord, we just thank you for that wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge to know how to proceed in every case. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, public comments. I don't have a public comment. I take it the fire department's up here first.
Well, I was wanting to, so I guess we still are. I don't know.
You are.
Maybe things change. Good evening. Of course, you know my son Kyle, and I'm Roger, if you can't tell from behind the mask. We are here to kind of serve as a reminder. Kyle made a presentation to the board about 9 months ago about upgrading the sirens, the outdoor warning sirens in town. Excuse me. And we hadn't heard anything new on that. And we realize that you are preparing to move into, excuse me, I hate these masks. You're preparing to move into a new budget, so we wanted to come kind of give you an update as a reminder. So, with that being said, these quotes are valid as of today for the upgrades on all three sirens. In the time period that Kyle was here last year, and now there's been over a $500 increase.
Ouch.
And that's the debate. You're on the back. If you recall correctly, this is to digitize the entire system, which will provide the benefits of allowing us to have the sirens set off remotely without being, excuse me, right here in town. You can do it through a cell phone app. And also the weather service will be able to activate the sirens automatically, excuse me, if we fall into the warning polygon. Pardon me, I'm inhaling fibers. Kick in whenever you want.
Basically, what it boils down to is that, as everybody knows, the Fire Protection District obviously contracts the village to do this. However, we're short on people. I mean, we don't have a lot of people in town, especially during the day. So this is a fail-proof, not 100% fail-proof, but a system that should automatically A, either go off, or B, we have the ability to activate from multiple areas as well. Champaign County EMA will also have the ability to set the siren off. So if we are not physically here, they can set it off as well for us. This is something that Pasotum has done. I know some other communities, Sydney's planning to do it or has already done it. They haven't had any tornado warnings yet for it to go off yet, though, so I don't really have much here locally, but I know a lot of other cities, U of I has it, Urbana has it, Champaign has it, they haven't had any issues yet.
And I understand that this is kind of a chunk of money, but it definitely would be a benefit for the community.
And we haven't upgraded the sirens in how many years?
Long time.
I don't ever remember.
As long as I've been here.
Probably 20 years.
Yeah. We put the new ones here.
Not since I've been on the board. That I'm aware of, and that's been 13 years. 12 years, excuse me.
It's probably been 15 since we've done anything with the sirens, though. Other than routine maintenance.
Because I don't remember when they were done, but I don't recall them being done while I was on the board. But, like I said, this does provide almost an absolute for us to be able to get a warning. We worried about if there's a pop-up warning in the middle of the night and nobody's at the station or has a radio to be able to activate. This way, if you fall within the polygon, it's automatically set off by the weather service or by Champaign County EMA. So we'll have three or four different ways to activate the system.
Your timing is perfect, so we'll put it in our budget stuff.
Okay, and if you need anything else, quote from last year, or you can reach out to Mr. Ryba directly. He said he'd be more than welcome to answer any questions.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Any questions for us?
I don't think so. Something we've done, so.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, library.
I'm Janet Claire, and I'm the library director down at the Tolona Library, and this is Rebecca Morgan Boyd, and she is our board president down at the library. Just a little bit of a reminder, the library was built in 1997 with funds from two former residents of the community who left the library a substantial amount of money. That, along with the state construction grant, funded the entire building project. In 2013, we came to the village for some TIP funds for a roof. The total project cost on that was $91,000, and we received $50,000 in TIP funds for that roof project. And so tonight, we're here just to submit our application for a carpet replacement. It is, the building is going on 24 years old, and we still have the original carpet in there. And while it has done very well, it's time to move in and get that replaced. So I have a proposal. I will tell you that we went ahead and had the concrete tested for moisture to see if that needed to be abated, and that moisture test came back okay. We also moved forward and had it tested for asbestos. While we were assured that that would not be a problem, we did want to make sure that that wasn't going to be an expense that would be a problem. And I just got off the phone with them, and that test came back okay as well. So those two pieces of information have already been taken care of, so we don't have to worry about any kind of abatement or anything with that. So along with the TIP grant application, I have also included the information from those two pieces of testing, along with the project cost.
Thank you.
So in the information that's been provided from the architect, it kind of breaks down what the cost association is with that. So again, this is just for you to ponder and think about. And I am always available to answer any questions that you have. You can reach me at the library. Some of you even have my cell phone number, and you're certainly welcome to give me a call if at any time you have any questions or you want to discuss anything.
Okay. Who would do the work?
We would, it would need to go out for bid for that.
Okay.
So this is just an estimate?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
That, I know your budget is tight.
Yes, yes. It is.
So if we could not come up with a whole amount, do you have another number that in mind? It just kind of depends what we have in the TIF fund and everything,
right.
So I'm trying to think of.
If it could be covered over the course of 2 years, when I look at the other taxing districts that have received TIF funds, I would like to think that the library could figure out a way to make that work.
Architect. Is this the same architect that built the facility?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Different architect.
Okay.
We worked with them because they're the same ones that helped us with the roof.
Project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And on a separate topic, I've had the pleasure of meeting your new maintenance man, and we've worked
okay.
on some drainage issues there at the back of the library. And as I indicated to him, and I want to relay to the board, The library is willing to try to help resolve those issues, however we can make that happen if it's something that we need to help get taken care of, or if there's something that we can do to resolve those issues, certainly we're willing to help any way that we can with that as well. Okay.
Is your employee parking better now?
It is.
Okay.
It is, yes. He came and, yeah, and he scraped and, yeah, it is.
Some rocks that have been added over the years and made it to where it was pooling.
Correct, correct. So, yeah, it is better. Yeah, we're getting there, so, yeah. Yeah, and we appreciate that too.
That was all him, so.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Perfect. Any other questions? Great, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, any other public comments?
Janet, one question real quick.
Sure.
This abatement, this asbestos abatement document that's in here.
Yes.
That is only in here in case there were?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So the figure on the front page is what the estimate would be. So there is no need for any mitigation or abatement at all.
Okay, so.
Abatement on 1995 building?
Right.
So.
But we had to make sure.
So, right. So this number on the front includes their quote as well?
Yes. The number on the front does not, there was an inspection, but the abatement is a different figure. So the figure on the front is moving forward what the cost would be.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Ryan, you want to talk engineering?
Yes, so we've been having some troubles with Donahue on numerous items. Responsiveness, I feel like they should be a lot farther ahead on their process as far as the design of our wastewater treatment plant. They're charging us for a lot of items that I believe should have been part of that contract that we had with them. Seems like we have time, we'll fit you in now. So what Rob and I have done is reached out to Larry Johnson. He was our engineer with Forth, back when, before he moved to Freer Graham, where he's at now. And we're brought him in because we would like to just move on to a different engineering firm. Larry brings in more experience than any of us combined in here in wastewater treatment. He knows the town, maybe even better than any of us do in here, because he's been around for a while. Looked over the contract. We can cancel that contract at any time with a 30-day notice, and Donahue would owe us some items upon that. And within talking with Larry, he can take over almost immediately, including, correct me if I'm wrong, but the PIED or PEID meeting that would be next Friday.
This Friday?
Yes, sorry. Yes, this Friday, the 19th. So I didn't know if anybody objected to that or if anybody had questions or we are just in the preliminary drawings for the wastewater treatment plant. So it's actually kind of a good time to if we want to do this change, to do it now.
And Larry brings a lot to the table too, because he was around when this plant was built. I mean, he did build our plant, but he built another one that was similar to this one about the same time as ours.
About a dozen plants. The firm I'm with now, the predecessor of the firm I'm with now, designed your plant back in the 70s. You know, so we have a lot of knowledge. Can I do a reveal?
Yes.
My name's Larry Johnson, and I thought I'd stop you this evening and introduce myself and make myself available for any questions, because this is not a simple thing. You guys are on the verge of a big investment in your sewer system. And this PEID that was mentioned earlier happening this Friday is really the culmination of the planning phase. And that's always followed by two more big phases, design followed by construction, you know. So you're really about to kick off into the meat of what's going on. So seemed like an opportune time if you've had some, you know, reservations with going forward with your old engineer. I make myself available and appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, and like I expressed with Rob, Larry's like Tim. If you ask him a question, it's a confident answer that it's not the answer that an engineer wants to give. It's what's best.
You're not going to get nickel and dime.
Yeah. And I dealt with Larry, I don't know when you switched. His son moved to Ferngram, so then Larry moved over there with him. That's when Farnsworth, it's kind of right in that same time when Farnsworth bought out the other company, so he's...
Is Farnsworth going to buy you guys out too?
I'm sorry?
Is Farnsworth going to buy you guys out too?
Oh, I hope not.
That seems to be our track record. We get some way we like and
yeah.
I haven't heard that.
Well, we've had the relations with smaller companies and then the bigger ones buy them out. And yeah, I totally agree. If Tim was still there.
He's still
there. Yeah.
But it's definitely good time to get fresh eyes and move forward.
So part of another thing that kind of spurred this, well, we weren't getting a lot of feedback from this thing on Friday, which I can't even make. I'm out of town. Should have been done months ago. This meeting on Friday, and correct me if I'm wrong, is kind of the meeting, and then the EPA makes the decision where we can build the sewer plant. I mean, I'm kind of simplifying it a little bit.
Yeah, really, because, you know, there's some grant money involved in the process, and so when you ask for grant money, there's a lot of strings on it, mm-hmm. and those strings involve getting a public hearing in place, allowing 10 days of comments in case anyone wants to contact the agency with any input or objection. If you ratchet out from the 19th, and that's the 29th of March, if you're not in by the 31st of March with that final, okay, we've done all of this, you won't be included on the funding nomination. You know, it's called an intended use plan that kicks in from July the 1st to the following July the 1st. If you don't get on that list, you're not eligible for any loan money until you get on that list. So there's like every March the 31st, you have to take care of these issues. And, you know, we're right against the deadlines here to miss another year to move ahead. That's all.
We spent all the time, effort, money writing the grant for the sewer plant, and there's a good chance that if we don't get through this phase and we come up with that grant, they could pass us over because we didn't have this done, and so it should have been done.
And a little back history, Donnie, you called Brandy at like 5 o'clock on 2 weeks ago, saying this needed to be done. So. With Larry, he knows all about all. You know, unless you deal with it, I don't know anything about the EPA and all this stuff. So, Larry's one that knows. He'll be on top of it and actually work in advance. They can do MFT too if we decide to do that, combine it all into one.
Yeah, you don't tell me on this.
This is the bill we got from Donahue. Everyone has one. If you flip through this is the bill we got on March 2nd. It was a bill for $11,582.50 for 91 hours of labor. That was it. That's all that we had. Here's a bill for labor. No explanation, no nothing. Just is this what our labor cost is. So I emailed him and I said, what is this for? Because we've talked to engineering, brought him in for some things. There's some things they could have charged us for because, well, it's out of contract with them. You know, it's like just calling Larry in. He's going to charge us for his time to come down and work on a small project or answer some questions and stuff. But there was no explanation, times, dates, or anything. So then today I got an email, which is included in this on this back part, the explanation of what the charges were for. And if you kind of flip through the email, he charged us, there were several things on here for UV disinfection alternative. That's part of the sewer plant plan. This was in their thing, the thing that they wrote up for us last year, the year before, talking about the sewer plant, the different kinds of sewer plants, the different ways of doing disinfection. And UV was on there, and all I did, the question was, hey, when we go to do this plan, I want you to bid out UV as well as the chlorine thing, so have them both in this the major plan. So apparently he did research on it instead of putting, we've already got a contract for the other thing. It's like little things like that. He said he's talked to Scott about a bunch about it, and he's talked to him maybe once real quick on the phone or whatever. And then apparently there was a kickoff meeting of all the engineers and implement and controlling engineers and civil engineers, some kind of party or something they paid for, I don't know. But there's no explanation other than, you know, he has like 11 points on here of things that were in that bill, no times or anything. So we just found that kind of odd. I've never received a bill like that before, just some hours and, you know, $12,000 bill today.
Did we get any information on this meeting?
That's you got exactly the information I got. I got this email today. So I had Brandy print it real quick and throw it into this stuff to look at. So that, you know, as much as I do right now.
So Larry, I'm the one that asks the questions everybody's thinking, but no one really wants to ask the question. How much is this going to cost us? Because normally when we change, there's a contract that we've seen, there's dollar figures attached, but we need you right away. So I don't, and we still haven't canceled the contract with Donahue. So that'll be done tomorrow, but it still gives them 30 days of quote unquote contract employment with us. So
well,
how
it's,
do we,
it, you know,
how do we do
it's
it?
A good question. The 30-day termination notices for them to close down whatever they're doing, you know, so it's not necessarily progressing any further.
Sure.
It's just, you know, closing up. Their facility planning document that formed the basis mm-hmm. of this preliminary engineering determination meeting on Friday
sure.
listed 15% for engineering on the project. And when we were talking, that's kind of a common number. Now, it doesn't include some stuff that you guys might down the road
sure.
want to add, you know, because it's, you know, there's some good things that you might want to do that are not basic services.
Absolutely.
As defined by the thing. So what I felt comfortable telling the mayor and Ryan when we were meeting is we wouldn't charge any more than your existing engineer had budgeted for. And right now, I guess they're sort of working on a preliminary engineering document that gets started with the final design document. So it usually is like 10% of the final design fee. And they have given themselves 6 months to finish that document, and then they'll jump into their next document, which is a final design contract. So now's a good time. That preliminary engineering document was signed in November. And so they've just gotten started
sure.
pulling together all these other specialists that are going to help to generate final design documents. So it's a relatively good time.
Okay.
It'd have been better a month ago. Then we
right.
could have had more
right.
lengthy conversations, as you imply. You know, if you feel a little uncomfortable, you know, never having worked with me before.
But I trust those that have.
Well, and I certainly hope so. You know, I mean, it's relationships are everything, you know, in our business. And I'm the engineer of record on Mahomet's wastewater treatment plant, Monticello's wastewater treatment plant. I designed a lagoon system for Sydney. They never built it. And right now we're in the middle of a big upgrade to the village of Tilton's wastewater treatment plant. So if you'd like to give any of the folks in those communities a call, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that the last job we work on is not one of our jobs in our community. You know, 90% of our business is return business because we have a goal to maintain relationships and make sure that communities get value, you know, for what they hire us to do. And a lot of that is just interfacing with the folks that are on the cutting edge of trying to make the community understand what's going on. So a lot of words. Been doing this for over 40 years. I'm very comfortable with the funding mechanisms that you guys have set up. And putting bidding documents together, you know, it's relatively simple from this point forward. Although it does involve some effort, you
right.
know, there are some.
And Scott's worked with his firm at his past place too, so he's actually worked with Larry's son. Where was that before?
Sure, we did, you know, I was in charge of a couple of big projects here when you, you know, did your storm sewer system when we upgraded the, and, you know, built the lagoon, I called it, you know, the ponds with
yes.
the hills and all of that. And so got to know an awful lot about the bodies that are buried around Tilton, you know, I'm sorry, Tilton, around Tolono. So certainly appreciate an opportunity to, you know, share some of that insight with you. It's my passion, you know, I enjoy wastewater work. A lot of people can't say that, but I'm proud of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What time is that meeting on Friday?
5:30.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan's gonna run that meeting. Anybody's welcome to come to it.
Good, I was hoping you'd say 12:15.
Right. So it's not really a board meeting.
It's a public
it's
hearing.
A public hearing, so you guys are all welcome to be there.
So you've already posted it?
So I'll send you an invite. Just so,
so
you know.
Why don't we skip down?
I need invites all the time myself, so
new business
yeah.
and B and make motion of hiring the
I make a motion to hire and use firm Graham and canceling Donahue's contract for all existing and future projects.
Second. To be clear, we have something that everyone will sign, or did I miss it in the board packet?
Do what?
So we have something that will be signed by everybody with regards to the percentages for the projects, or we don't have that?
We don't have contracts with them or anything yet.
This is mostly to get the okay to cancel Donahue's so we can start that 30-day process.
And then
start working.
And Larry can run the meeting on Friday too. So say we cancel Donahue and they're like, okay, we're done, they pull out. We that meeting is still a go.
Sure.
So
I guess one more other question. You looked over that meeting. Is it everything okay with you? Is how Donahue had that on that form for the Friday 19th meeting?
I think so.
Okay.
There was a form in the packet that you handed me. It's called a funding nomination form for your water projects. Every March 31st, you need to resubmit your funding nomination form for both wastewater and your water projects.
Okay.
So I brought with me the water form that was in there, and I took the liberty of putting my name on it
okay.
in place of Donahue's. So don't sign it if you haven't passed that. That goes to EPA, and it's a formality. It's So you get on the intended funding list and they keep track of how much money you're going to need eventually down the road.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So, we need a roll call vote.
What was the motion again? I apologize, cause I asked a question, let me show you the motion right before I wrote on it.
Oh, I'm sorry, the motion, it's new business,
Yeah.
letter B, discussion approval of hiring a different, engineering firm, so we're canceling Donahue and then hiring Fairgrant to take over the Donahue stuff. It's not gonna cost us more, but, and we'll get better service.
Yeah, I don't, disagree that that's gonna happen. I would, personally, before I say yes, this is sort of my vote and my stand on it, before I say yes, I'd rather have something in writing. So for me, a separate motion to cancel Donahue, I could go for, hiring somebody else. I couldn't say yes until I saw something that felt good and right in terms of cost. So, there we go.
Okay.
So.
That was long-winded.
Do you wanna do them separate?
We can do them together and then, unless somebody else has another objection to it, so we just do a roll call.
Buffo?
No.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yeah.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay, alright, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Anything else with engineering?
I'll start, you know, putting together an agreement and bring it to the next meeting.
Send it to Vicky. She's our money person.
Rather that, so, thank you very much.
If you have any questions or need anything, let us know.
Say goodbye.
If you need anything from us, let us know.
Certainly, certainly. And I apologize for being such a pest asking these questions.
No, you're totally fine.
Great, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
That's why I said it's costing us more, it's just getting better service.
So the last meeting, not that you had it, there was a motion to hire Clark Inc. for.
That was just.
That was MFT. That's because Donahue came to us at the last minute and said, hey, we don't do MFT, so we're kinda.
And we could've hired him.
Going forward, Donahue, or, sorry, that Fairgrant project.
And he actually came to that meeting prepared to do them, but he knew it was coming up, and I'm like, I wish.
It was just the timing was.
Yeah, which they're gonna take care of us too, I have no problem with that, but it, just getting everything to kinda line up.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, I think, it's my personal opinion, once Larry starts looking at design stuff, he might save us money in the long run.
Well, he already had an idea to maybe even make the plant last a little bit longer, some stuff that they're using at.
Mahomet.
And that you add to it, I mean.
They actually use the Mahomet plant as a, like a beautification, there's walkways around it, which is, would think would be the most pleasant.
Well, ours is kinda that way too, we have the walkways out there, it just, there's time to time that kinda smells.
And Larry's, he did that 95, storm water survey that we have hanging up in the other that we've used.
I think all the maps are part, are his.
Probably.
In the other border.
He started the design for our main water, storm sewers project. He was not involved with this at all. But, so, yeah, honestly, he probably knows the town better than any of us do.
Alright, Public Works.
I have.
Oh, go ahead.
Question, on this bill, I don't think we should pay this invoice until we get further clarification and specifics on what we're being charged for.
I totally agree.
I agree, there's certain things on there, I'm gonna look at, I need to look at the contract, I would think they would be included in what contract we had.
So I, Scott, did he talk to you about, new maintenance vehicle building size to accommodate village trucks? I'm working on a building layout to discuss with Scott in the next couple of weeks.
I did talk to him about, cause we talked about adding that building to the new sewer plant.
Uh-huh.
I did talk.
Did he meet with you or did he just talk to him?
No, that was something I brought up to him in the last Monday meeting him and I had together.
So, a lot of that stuff on here is stuff that's supposed to be in the new sewer plant, like that building is in the new sewer plant, the UV, it's.
It was a memo and, recommendation, development delivered to you and to Rob, did they deliver it to you?
Yeah, check your email, I'm not sure.
You know, right, I'll have to.
I don't remember seeing one.
Remember a memo. See, we weren't having really good, they missed the date, that's why we're rushing this hearing on Friday, and then some other stuff came up, and then he tried to, he wanted to have a weekly meeting with us, and I'm like, we don't need a weekly meeting, we just need our projects to move forward, and timelines met, so.
I would say that we need, specifics on each of these, and I would like to see time and date.
Yeah, exactly, how much time you put in on them.
Spent, the date, especially for this kickoff meeting, date, time, who was there, I would like to see more specifics on each one of these. And to include the memo that he supposedly, delivered to you and Scott, but I would not pay that until we get clarification on that.
So we get to the consent agenda, you could suggest that we remove the bills.
Oh, no, you're perfectly fine, no. Perfectly fine. Alright, so, Public Works again.
We've been busy picking up brush, tore down, got the two houses and all the sheds and everything off the lots on Reynolds, it's all cleaned up and done. I did add, just to let everybody know, I did add two spring, actually four dates for spring leaf cleanup. For the, I think it's the 6th and the 7th, and then the following Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll do a spring leaf cleanup.
Perfect, are you guys gonna get the catch basins in too?
Yes.
It's kind of a good idea, cause I've noticed some of the ditches do have a lot of leaves in them and stuff, people are getting out there.
Well, I mean, they blow around all winter and then, you know, people wanna clean them up, and it's easier to clean them up with the leaf vac than it is the grapple bucket, so.
And I saw the new skidster, using that to do brush pickup.
Yep.
It's almost too short, but it worked.
It reaches.
I was impressed watching Jeff put it in there and not touch anything. He could put it in and he could squish it down and never touch the side of the truck. I would have probably taken out the side of the truck. That's probably why you haven't let me drive it yet.
Yeah.
This is why we can't call it.
Yeah, what else do you have?
Well, I don't know if you guys wanna.
Go ahead.
This is a new candidate for Public Works, Connor Block. We did interviews last Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Thursday? I don't remember.
Wednesday.
Thursday,
it was Thursday.
They all run together.
Last Thursday, we had two applicants. This was our choice. So, any questions or anything for Connor?
What are you looking at?
Here's what makes me really excited about Connor.
I'm already asking questions.
He wants to start learning, he already knows a lot of it because he works at Willow Grove now. He wants to learn wastewater, he wants to learn, get his certifications, so we have a replacement for Scott when he retires.
Did he call the replacement plan?
Yeah.
Yep. It's my retirement plan.
So, you know, and that's what we should do in all of our professions. You should be training the next person that's going to take your place in everything we do.
And he brings,
see, Scott's like not it. Allowed to retire until I do.
He brings experience with already knowing equipment, the leaf vac, total patcher.
So even though our leaf vac's bigger, so.
Yeah.
And you have personally worked with him?
Yes, I have.
And supervised him before?
Yes.
So I need to know.
Good kid, you all enjoy him. I mean, he, you know.
Super talkative, though.
Yes. Yeah, he says it a lot.
That's why we're gonna stick him with Mike.
Yep.
We don't want to quit.
The last starts.
Welcome. So.
Thanks.
Now I need a motion to hire Connor.
Is that on there?
Yep, on new business.
Connor, what's your last name?
Block, BLSK.
My only question is, do we have to talk about pay? I guess you wanna get paid.
That would be an executive session.
Okay.
Was it in, I never saw a job posting, was it included in a job posting?
It was a range, I think 18 to 20 or something like that.
Why don't we talk about that and then we can, in executive, and then we can vote all at once.
Okay. Alright, well, you don't have to stick around for the entire meeting, but I think everybody, I think you're gonna get voted in, they just gotta decide how much they wanna pay you.
Okay. Alrighty, thanks guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Scott since we got him here?
Does he know when he wants to start?
Oh, yeah, hey Connor, when do you wanna start?
I can start Monday the 29th.
29th?
29th, I think it's the 29th, yeah. 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
Good, how are you doing?
We should keep him here for the.
Everything's still turning on okay over at the library?
Yeah, that's fine. Alright, well, thank you.
Thanks.
They're all.
Alright, so.
Yeah. No, I mean, she dead was.
Anything else for public works for move on the police department? When they get it back in here?
Getting real close being back to normal, it's.
Town's starting to look decent, we had a little, some stuff blown around, it looked like.
Well, is that what the caution stuff was for the?
The.
Head machine?
The railroad pulled.
The railroad pulled in there last night, yesterday and then this morning.
Yeah, they were parked in there today and rutted it all up, so we put some stakes and some caution tape in there to keep them out.
We need to get some no parking signs and stuff up there.
That, we have any good topsoil to spread that gravel wall from there?
We do, I just hadn't done that yet for the fact of everything's kinda mud right now, so, but yes, once it, the rain finally quits, we'll get the rock scraped out of there and some black dirt.
Cool. I know we had it here now.
Yeah.
They've got some at the sewer plant though.
Yes.
Piled up, a couple piles. Alright, police department, what you got for us?
We too have been busy, we've had a squad car get back into. I haven't talked to Brandy for a while, I've been off for a few days to see if there's any progress on, from the other party's insurance.
Nope, I left another message and have not heard back again, so it's on my list to do tomorrow, is call them again.
Thank you, basically where it unfortunately got hit right in the driver's side front corner panel front door, so it crunched it, so.
Which one?
Unmarked.
Do we have bids on getting it fixed, or are you just waiting on insurance?
We're waiting for them to tell us what they wanted us to do.
Why don't we get bids on it at a couple places? So we have those ready to go, cause we're not gonna wait all forever for the insurance company, cause.
Well, and if they don't call me back tomorrow, I'm calling our insurance and filing a claim.
That's what we need for the claim, our insurance, at least this can be a lot cheaper.
They'll go after them.
Yeah, I know, they'll fight it, yeah.
If you need some help, just let me know, just.
Can we take a sledgehammer to it so we can at least drive it?
We can do that.
John may not like it.
What else you got for us?
Let's see, as you know, but we got the information for PTI, it starts May 9th. I talked to Mike a little bit today, he's gonna come in Friday, I'll talk to him, go over what he needs to do. We were close last time, so we should be fairly close, but there's some, you know, redoing the paperwork, getting all that stuff, getting the stuff that he's going to need. Then unfortunately, there's the bill part that comes with it, a little over $6,000. But that is coming up, that'll be here before we know it, so we'll get him, hopefully, we should have, hopefully about everything that he needs, there'll be some
check the nuisance properties, pretty much everything's the same.
It, they're pretty much holding steady. Some may even be getting a little worse.
So why don't, I mean, that's kind of in Jared's ballpark.
Well, I think letters have been sent to, I think numerous, or what, basically you can do two. I'm not sure exactly, I know sometimes there's a notation on some of them that the letters have been sent.
So I'll look to you two to work something out, what we wanna move forward.
I spoke to Justin last week about all that, so I'll get to him.
Okay, perfect. Alright, anything else for the police department?
Well, I know you had some concerns about some vehicles.
I did.
I can look into those, there's some things we can discuss, but I don't wanna do it right now.
Okay.
Just for reason. Maybe issues with one of them. But I know there's the couple over here. And then were there other ones that you had in?
Well, we walked around downtown on, what day was that, Friday? I'll send that stuff to you. And we had an investor that's interested in dumping a bunch of money into downtown. Or at least helping us hook into other investors that are thinking about it. So we walked around with them, kind of got the lay of the land. We even brought one of the property owners that owns about 40% of downtown, got him up there, got him involved in the discussion a little bit. And as we were walking around, just there's just, you know, three vehicles I sent you pictures of. The plates aren't even, one of them, I don't think even has plates on it. The other ones were expired for quite some time.
But if I read our ordinance right, it doesn't matter if it, the plates aren't the issue. If I'm reading it correct, it has to be sitting for 7 days, it has to be in a state where it can't drive on its own, either missing engine, missing tires.
I think it's expired plates too, has to have current registration.
I could be wrong.
At least our old ordinance said that.
Yeah.
It has to have current registration.
We'll reread the ordinance and double check. I know our old ordinance said that, then when we switched, we did the, unless something got changed.
Well, in the new one, it says something about Exhibit A or Form A, and I didn't see that attached.
Okay. We'll go back through it just to double check.
But if that's, I mean, basically like the ones that are on the village right-of-way property, we can tag those and tell them. The ones in another spot, I talked to the owner there, and basically one of them looks like it could be, but the rest are being worked on.
Any vehicle that is on village public property has to have current registration.
But if it's on private property, it does not. How many of those are on public property?
Those are.
Are any of them on the street?
The one I'm not sure about. The one over by the bank.
Well, that's in between the road and the sidewalk.
So that'd be our, or be on our street. And I know the other ones I sent you were in the public in our area. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just part of the process. So.
And then, like I said, the other ones are being worked on.
Alright. And then, if you two can work together and design some signs to put up and get those ordered for the, where the Esther shed was, get something up. I don't know if we can have anything in stock. We might have to order.
I'll look and see what we got.
We're trying to keep people not to park where the Esther shed is.
Like the two big trucks that were there.
Yeah, exactly. They're running it all up, which we should probably just send them a bill for it or something.
Yeah.
So.
Right, I mean, can we put up barricades? And
we put up barricades. A barricade would be better than maybe the caution tape.
I mean, just in short term until something hits.
It'd be nice to have some like solvers barricades like they use at U of I.
Yeah.
Put two of them there and be done.
Yeah, I have a feeling once it dries out, people take that as a
turn. Or people will sit there and park, and people will, while they're cruising our strip.
So, back to your vehicle, it's inoperable vehicles. Any vehicle, whether on public or private property in the general public, shall constitute as a nuisance, and that such nuisance are hereby prohibited. For inoperable vehicles, and that means with or without an engine, parts have been altered, damaged, or otherwise treated, and not with current registration. So we have to send a notice. If it's not renewed within 15 days of that notice, then the vent has not been removed after that notice, then the police department shall be authorized and directed to arrange for removal for that particular vehicle.
I just want to make sure that what I got matches what you got.
I went over that.
I thought this was what it was, but.
I was gonna say with sent letters.
I haven't read it for a while, so I was like, did something change?
Which ordinance are you quoting?
It's the under the inoperable and abandoned vehicles ordinance, chapter 93, 93.01. It's kind of the same situation with a few houses we have, is that nobody lives there, and even though that they're abandoned, if there's ability for a child or animal to enter that,
mm-hmm.
it can be a
hazard,
and that's how we can put it as an ordinance violation.
Do we need Murph Miller or anything? I'm gonna text him real quick and tell him he doesn't have to be here tonight.
Yeah, because he's aware we're switching.
Yep. He is. Yeah, I talked to him about it. He said there shouldn't be any problems with the switching at all. Actually, he's worked with them before in other jurisdictions, and he really likes them.
Are you calling Donahue tomorrow?
We'll send him a notice.
Sorry.
We'll have an official notice from Club Brand. You type something up nice and send it to him. Do an email or by email it and send it to him.
I'd call him and then follow up with an email. Unfortunately, they keep charging us.
Don't call it. Charge us.
Text message.
Alright, cool. Mark's taken care of. Am I cookie the lot? Alright, any other discussion on that? You guys good? Too good?
I think we're looking at two different things, but we can talk about it later.
Okay, I'll let you guys arm wrestle it out or, just figure it out.
I'm selling tickets too.
I know, right? Okay, so anything else for police department we got in here? Cool. Treasury, got anything for us? Treasurer?
Mm-hmm.
Still have money in the bank?
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to start looking at budget?
I'm working on it.
She's getting things put together slowly. Have you got the police department's budget yet?
I do not.
Hmm. First time ever. I've got it done. Get the brandy.
So get it up.
You got Scott's though, right? For the most part. Look, the new guy just got here. He has his budget
done. Showing you up.
It's okay, Justin. I haven't sent mine over yet either.
You don't get one.
You're done. So, all right.
And if Wade wants me putting stuff in the budget for planning and zoning, he needs to be getting something to me to this spot.
Told him that he was supposed to give you something. I'm going to ping him real quick on here. There we go. So there's an email delay to get his budget stuff.
speaking of planning zoning boards, have they got any minutes in yet?
Their minutes are still, they've sent minutes, but their minutes are, they took their agenda. They mark this there and they put like a couple words on what they talked about on each of the business items.
So I told Rena to write the minutes up from the last meeting. And Josie said something to Wade that she wants to learn how to do it correctly. So I told Rena to write their minutes up and then sit down with Josie and so that everybody's on the same page, so then they pass Brandy. Because I mean Brandy's are, all they do is take Brandy's minutes and see how she does it and just copy that.
Or take the information that I sent her.
That would work too. I think it's gonna take Rena sitting down with her and actually going through it. So Rena's gonna work with them to get them up to Brandy standards, which I mean I'm not doing the minutes, but
it's not hard.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to say.
I put it out in black and white, you need this, it was in the policy we just passed.
Yeah.
So.
And Wade's out of town today, and he did text me earlier, and so old business A and B, they're just gonna ride on here for right now.
Can we actually get rid of old business A and B unless there's actually action on them?
We actually can. I just had them riding on here because I thought that was gonna pass. And so
until it's something that they're bringing to us.
Well, they brought it to us, just not correctly. So then we kicked it back.
Yeah, it's taking up space.
Whatever. It's not hurting anything. All right, zoning, okay, nothing for that. So consent agenda. You take out that.
So yes, take out the.
Was there sewer credit? Sorry.
Yeah, there is. There's one sewer credit in there for
a whole lot of
bucks.
Money.
Yeah. It wasn't very much.
Okay.
No.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda minus the February 2021. No, wrong one.
Bills and warrants,
yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, now let's discuss the bills. Now you're on, Jared.
I'm fine with paying the bills except for the invoice from Donahue.
Okay. So we have a second. Roll call.
Was that a motion to pay?
That was a motion.
A motion to pay bills except for the invoice
like Jeopardy.
From Donahue and Associates.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so that's done.
Here are the signed checks and documents out on top.
And then
you might tell them to give us a more descriptive.
Yeah.
And then tell them we're not going to use
which I already told them it was a more descriptive one, and that's what
yeah.
I got. So.
You send that to me.
So now I just need a motion to go to executive session.
I'll make a motion.
Hold on, we didn't do the sewer credit.
We did.
It was part of the consent.
Oh, yes, excuse me. Sorry. You can do it?
No, go ahead.
I just remembered
it's not to.
Motion to go into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees. 5 ILCS 120/2, subsection C, subsection 1.
Second. Roll call.
Buffo. Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.